You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. twitch.tv/TIGHEFIGHTERX1. That's twitch.tv/TIEFighterX1.
Peasants.
Hey, what is up? I am TIE Fighter X1, and we are live, finally, after, a couple days and an hour and 17 minutes. Apologies, but we are better than yesterday and an hour ago. So tonight, we have Hello Critty Gaming on Twitch TV. Otherwise, she's known as Hello Critty. We'll get to know her a little bit more and go over some Twitch news for the week. So with that, let's put her on. You're not unmuted yet, so hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
So just to get started, you know, a little brief introduction, where people can find you, what you stream, that kind of stuff.
Well, you can find me anywhere on the interwebs. I am Hello Critty Gaming on Twitch. I am HCritty on Twitter. And I am HelloCritty87 on Instagram.
So awesome.
I am a variety streamer. I stream video games from my PC. And on Wednesday nights, I do a special stream, which is my crafting stream. It mainly deals with either painting or sewing. As you can see, some of my stuff on the thing. that's really it.
Awesome. I hear something in the background. I don't know if it's my phone or your phone.
Also, my phone should be on silent. If it's a humming, it might be my laptop because I play from a laptop.
Oh, you know what it is? It's your VOD, I think. Forgot to mute it.
No.
That's typical. All right, there we go. All right. Welcome, Fox. Yes, we are finally live. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Thanks for bearing with us. So we think the issue is Discord related. So far, we're having no issues on Skype. So fingers crossed that we can get all the way through this. So we'll start off with some Twitch news. I know from our previous conversation, you said you don't really keep up with Twitch news. So I'll kind of give you an overview of the news article, and then you can just give me your thoughts on what I said about it.
Okay.
So the first piece of news I have is Twitch has finally released an app for Apple TVs. The app has hit open beta and you'll need Test Flight app. I guess it's a way to test Apple products, on both the Apple TV and another iOS device so that you can accept the invitation. With it being in beta, bugs and glitches are bound to be there, but do you have an Apple TV? If so, will you be joining the beta? If not, what are your thoughts on Apple TV viewers finally having an app to watch Twitch on?
Red is going to hate me. So, I am not an Apple person. I don't own anything Apple related except for the fruit.
The fruit? I don't even remember what an Apple fruit is.
Red, I know that Red will be happy because he's an Apple boy. Whether he has all of the Apple products, whatever, if he has an Apple TV, I know that he'll be happy. But to me, I'm indifferent about it. I don't own any Apple products.
But it's extra viewers, right, that you might not have had.
Yeah.
So that's the plus, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so September's in full swing. 10% extra biddies with the Subway emote and half off emotes. So if you haven't subscribed to this channel or you want to subscribe to Hello Critty's channel, make sure you do that. Have you seen any kind of extra growth this month from September, and what's your thoughts on September overall?
I've actually been able to stream a little bit more this month. So usually we're only 10 days in. So
right.
It's still early. Things are like steady. So we'll be able to see more towards the middle of the month and see how that goes.
Excellent.
Have you seen any extra growth from it?
A little bit. It's been, you know, a couple here and there, but you're right. It's still only the 10th, so they started on the 3rd. It's been a week. Mm-hmm. The biddies have been nice, though. I have been getting the 10% extra biddies from everybody using the Subway emote.
Yeah, that is nice. The extra bits. You know, it's even an extra incentive for people to use the discounted sub or gift subs or even use the bits, because whenever they use the bits, they're giving out and receiving extra emotes to use during the month of September. So that's fun. I like the sub emote.
The gifted sub, though, is still full price. That's the only downfall of September. Yeah, it's if you gift subs, it's still full price for the gifter, which is kind of messed up. But I think they do it that way so that, like, we don't go and give out a bunch of subs to our channel for half off, right?
Right.
So
right.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this topic actually upsets me a pretty good bit. There was more animal abuse on Twitch this week. A Fortnite streamer walked into frame, threw down what appeared to be a CD case, and then went over to his dog. The dog, as soon as the person started walking towards him, seemed to, like, be jump scared what the owner was going to do. The owner then grabbed the dog by the throat and removed some pillow stuffing from his mouth. He then put the stuffing back in the pillow before grabbing the dog by the throat again, hitting it over the nose, and then holding the dog's mouth shut as it whimpered. The owner told the dog to shut up before throwing the pillow against a wall and pointing at the dog and intimidating it. He later tweeted he was helping the dog, and his actions look a lot worse than he intended before deleting all of his social media accounts. I'm going to post the link for anybody who wants to watch it. It upset me, but what are your thoughts on all of the animal abuse? This guy, Alinity, there was a person on YouTube.
I am a huge animal lover. I have two dogs myself, which you will see on my stream all the time. There is a special place down below for people that harm children or animals or old people. So this is why I don't do news. Because if it has to deal with animals, I can't watch it. It triggers a panic attack. So, and it makes me very angry. I want to do very not nice things to them.
Yeah, that's the first thought that popped in my head. Thank you for censoring yourself as well. I know you're trying really hard right now.
I'm having to think before I speak. I have a potty mouth.
So, do you know who Tfue is?
Yes, I have heard the name. Do not follow them, though.
Okay, so Tfue is a popular Twitch streamer, probably the most popular since Ninja left. And since I'm not allowed to talk about Ninja anymore on stream because my wife's tired about hearing him in the news, we're going to go the Tfue route this week. And he used a racial slur earlier in this week, which could result in a permanent ban on Twitch. Tfue, while speaking in a rather strange accent, used a slur not necessarily directed at an individual, but I think he was still trying to, like, kind of be funny about it. But still, it's against Twitch community guidelines, and it's not funny when you use that word at all. If Twitch takes action, it would be his third ban, which should result in an indefinite suspension based off the help page on account suspensions. The rules should apply to everyone, but we've seen some streamers on Twitch get away with things more often than not. What's your take on Twitch's rules and when they choose to enforce them?
I'm gonna answer Red's question. Yes, Red, he is a partner. Yes, they do have different rules. They just get slaps on the hand. There are certain words that are okay to be said, but that is not one of them.
Right.
It doesn't matter what color your skin is. Don't say that on stream. Don't say it on video. Don't say it, period. It's a derogatory term. It does more harm than good. It's
right.
not a funny word. It's shouldn't be part of your vocabulary, period.
Agreed. Rising star streamer Bridget DeVow. I think I'm saying that. She's a star in a not safe for work, just chatting stream, stating she would make a certain type of tape with a top streamer, XQC, who Twitch has already announced as a brand risk for themselves, stating the tape would be great content for both. That's just flat out ridiculous, in my opinion. But without getting too TVMA, as a female, what are your thoughts on some of the females on Twitch that tend to go to the route of the not safe for work streams?
More power to them. I mean, you know, they know how to work it, then work it. I have nothing against the females that do that. I personally, this is what I wear on stream. I wear t-shirts.
Or so narwhal onesies.
Or narwhal onesies. I wore a Darth Vader onesie.
You did? I was there for that.
I did. It's not my cup of tea, but I do follow plenty of other female streamers that are part of the not safe for the workspace, streams, and I love them to death. They are amazing women. I personally just can't do it. So nothing against them. I love them to pieces. It's a good way to make money though.
It is, right? I mean, if you can make money off of it, do it. I mean, I don't. Right? I don't think guys can get away with that, though. Just FYI.
Just FYI. I do know a few men that do. So
they stream on Twitch? Guys,
yes.
Oh.
They do the lewds. They do the not safe for the workspace. I do not show my feet, Nick. Stop.
Twitch signed a deal with the WNHL, which is the Women's National Hockey League. They're going to be showing all of their games on Twitch. With that, they join the NBA G League, which is the NBA minor league, in case some people don't know. They also show some Thursday night NFL games, the Stadium Sports Network, Impact Wrestling, and Lucha Libre Triple H Worldwide, which is another wrestling promotion that will continue to stream online sports. Are you a sports fan, and what do you think of Twitch scanning all of this regular TV content to put on their platform?
I do not follow sports. I am from the state of Alabama, though, so I have to say this. Roll Tide.
<Ugh. laughs>
I don't follow sports. My husband does, but I do not. As for putting it on Twitch, I don't think they should.
It's, really?
That's for TV. Let that be for TV. This is a whole different ballpark.
Well, I mean, Twitch started as gaming, right? But now you have
have
cooking, you have crafting, you have arts. Mm-hmm. I think for them to grow a sports audience is going to do nothing but good things for even gamers, right, that play hockey games or play football games. You know, they could go watch the actual football game. They might go over and watch somebody play Madden afterwards.
And I agree. Sorry, I have kid aggro.
No worries.
But I do agree on that, and I see your point of view. But at the same time, I think that still belongs on television and not Twitter. Or Twitch. Would you see that on YouTube?
YouTube TV is now a thing where you can stream sports there as well, so.
I don't keep up with YouTube. All right, I gotta go back for just a second because she came in here.
Oh. Aww.
This is Bellatrix Lestrange, and she is on my stream every night. She is spulty totally rotten. And this is how you're supposed to take care of your dogs.
Yeet.
we don't yeet the pets.
That is a super cute dog. I love dogs.
Thank you.
Speaking of not keeping up with YouTube, YouTube recently got fined $170 million as a settlement due to the way YouTube treats children's data. YouTube will now, in the next 4 months, treat any video aimed at children as it is being watched by actual children and will no longer collect any data outside what is absolutely necessary to show the video, as well as no longer show personalized ads on content created for children. So as a mother, I'm sure you've seen ads in YouTube videos that probably wasn't appropriate for the age range, because, you know, they use all your Google searches and stuff to personalize those ads for you. So how do you feel about YouTube finally having to make these changes?
I think it's wonderful. I have a 7-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. Especially around Halloween time, I am a huge horror buff. So the videos that pop up, the ads, are normally geared towards the horror genre.
Sure.
Of movies, the trailers and stuff. And it scarred my daughter. She saw an ad for It, the first one, not the original, but I mean the one with
the one released in Bill 2017.
Skarsgård. Yeah, Bill Skarsgård. She saw that and had nightmares for weeks. So I would really love for them to implement that. Just get rid of that for kids. Don't let the children see it.
And then also on YouTube, just a side note, PewDiePie and T-Series both hit 100 million subscribers. So they got this brand new award that they released called the Red Diamond Award. So I just wanted to state congrats to T-Series and PewDiePie for hitting that crazy accomplishment that I can't even dream of. So
congratulations.
So let's focus on you. Why did you get into streaming? What are your goals with streaming, both short-term and long-term?
So I started streaming because a female friend that I used to go to school with was streaming, and I got interested in it. And I was like, well, you know what? Let's try it. Why not? I have severe social anxiety. If you haven't noticed, I was really nervous about this.
It's going great though, right?
I talk with my hands a lot, so I'm sorry, people. but I started streaming to help my anxiety and not freak out around people anymore. So it has helped. It has helped tremendously. I am able to speak to people face-to-face in person now and not freak out. For my short-term goals, I want to be consistent. I just, you know, stick to my schedule. That is my short-term goal right now. Stick to my schedule. For my long-term goal, don't have one. It's a hobby for me. I'm not going to make the partner push. I'm happy with where I am right now.
That's awesome. So if somebody's out there thinking about becoming a streamer, you know, you said sticking, being consistent with your schedule, go into a little bit of why that's important to yourself and why it would be important to a new streamer.
It's very important whenever you first start out, having a set schedule and sticking to it. You don't want to burn yourself out. I was streaming 7 days a week for the first 2 months that I started. And it was like, wow. You know, it takes a lot out of you and you don't realize it with streaming. For 2 months, Zaz. but set yourself a schedule and stick to it, not only for yourself to get used to that schedule, but also for your viewers. Because if you are Willy Wonkus or Willy Wonky, whatever.
Willy Wonka?
No, not Willy Wonka. But if you're if you're not consistent with your schedule, your followers are going to go out and they're going to find someone else that streams at the same time. And they're not going to want to come back to yours because they're going to find someone better. There's nothing wrong with finding someone better. I encourage people to find other streamers. It's good. I love other streamers. But yes, Catty Wampus, that's the word. Thank you. Zaz, thank you.
So what is your current schedule? What are you trying to set for yourself? And if somebody was to start, what would you think is the, like, the beginning schedule that you should set?
Whatever works for you. Every person's life is different. So sure. My schedule will be different from your schedule. I try streaming Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And that leaves the weekends open for family time. And Tuesday and Thursday gives me just a reset. Mondays and Fridays, I try and game. And then Wednesdays are my crafting.
Awesome. So crafting, that's fun, right? We see a few of your things on the right above me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what side it is for you. That side for you. Nice. Yes, right where your taco is. What do you usually do on your crafting streams?
I was painting for a while. I guess since this one's right here. No. These are just little wood boards that I got from Walmart. I would draw a design on them. I would wood burn them and then use acrylic paints and just go at it. It was really fun, though, because I would use my chat to figure out what colors I wanted to use. And it's really interactive and it's really fun. The taco one was a very interesting stream. Ty, you were a part of that.
I was indeed.
Because of Ty, I now have a command in my chat. This is a taco command.
It is. And everybody should use that as soon as we raid you here in about 20, 25 minutes. And then you also do some sewing too, right? So
yes, I do.
Anything you want to talk about as far as your sewing goes and what those are for?
I make aprons. They are the trophy wife style, so it's more geared towards the 1950s. I love pinup. I used to do the pinup style, so I started making these aprons, but with a twist. They also double as a cosplay. So, that picture sideways. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not on the computer,
I sent it wrong. That one, it was Sailor Neptune, I think, that I made. My sister's best friend wore it to a anime convention that's in our area. There's a Batman apron that you'll see that I made for Red Fox's wife. And I am currently working on a cosplay apron for myself that I will be wearing on stream next Saturday that is Poison Ivy. So that's going to be fun.
And you also sell these aprons too, right?
Yes, I do.
So if somebody was interested in buying one of these aprons from you, where would they go?
I do not have a website, but just message me on Twitter and we can work something out. The aprons are, can I plug a price?
Of course.
Okay.
This is all about you, not me.
I wasn't sure if that's okay.
I gave you the segue, like, hey, talk about your aprons.
My aprons, that style is, they're $40. So they take a long time to make and a lot of fabric. So. But I can do any cosplay style. And the good thing about them is they're one size fits all. So I'm a plus size girl. So I usually go off of my waist measurements to make sure that it's going to fit other people.
Oh, I like the heart with the horse, like looking over his rear end. That was cool.
Thank you. I made that one for my mother-in-law. She's very country. And
loves nothing horses. Wrong with that. So do you consider yourself an arter first? Arter? Do you consider yourself an artist first or a streamer first as far as like when you're on Twitch?
I am a gamer first. I love playing video games, but crafting has a special place in my heart. It has helped get me out of some really, really dark times. So it's like my happy place.
And it's very awesome that you do it on stream because, like, you know, there's not a lot of people that are in the art community. Oh, my goodness. Cryptic, thank you so much for that follow. Sorry to interrupt, but there's not a lot of people in the art community, so you're constantly gaining something, you know, every time you stream over there, and new content that's being provided for a very small community, so that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So you said you are a gamer first, so let's talk about some of the games you're into.
The game that I have played the longest is World of Warcraft, which you can see in the video. I've been playing Classic recently. But Dead by Daylight now has a special place in my heart.
It's such a good game.
It is. It really is. I'm still a baby survivor, so it's always fun watching that because I scream a lot. And I also say some not safe for workplace things on those streams. And I play Destiny 2 as well. I love Destiny. It's the only shooter game that I play.
Speaking of Dead by Daylight, there's also another game that I feel like Dead by Daylight kind of started from, which is Friday the 13th. Yes. A lot of the same mechanics are in the same game. So I think Friday, I think I'm going to stream that because it is Friday the 13th. So just a little
that
side note.
That would be awesome. I will definitely try and catch that one because I haven't seen a lot of gameplay for Friday the 13th.
It's a lot of the same mechanics, right? You're running from the killer, and but the difference is there is no voice chat at all until mm-hmm. you pick up a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. But then when you start using the walkie-talkie, if Jason is in earshot of you, he can then start mm-hmm. hearing you talking to your other teammates.
Okay.
So what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome in your streaming so far?
Oh.
Every stream.
Trying to remember that this is going on YouTube and Spotify. So.
And Apple podcast now. We just got the approval for Apple podcast this week, so that's exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
As a female streamer, you get a lot of dirty messages, and so that right there is the biggest obstacle that I've had to overcome. It's not fun. I usually play with trolls, but I do have some amazing mods, and I'm going to shout them out. Red
sure.
Fox 15, Red on Brandon, and Community Love. They are just amazing, and they usually take care of me before I can see the troll message, but I still see it.
And
Red on Brandon's all one word.
Okay. And then Community Love?
Yes.
One word?
Yes.
Oh, Red Fox is correcting me.
No, it's not Red on Brandon 1. It's just Red on Brandon. He was on. I don't know if he still is or not.
Or maybe it's Red on Brandon 1. Who knows?
I don't know.
Either way, amazing people.
They are. They really are.
And mods are super important. So let's talk about mods for a second. What kind of role they play and how important they are, especially when you are gaming or when you're heads down and your sewing table, right? You're not able to really watch chat as much as you would want to. You might be looking up every now and then, but for the most part, your head's down, focusing on what you're working on. So, yeah, just kind of explain what kind of role mods play.
I couldn't do my streams without them. Red Fox has been there with me since day one. He's my best friend in real life. So, yes, making sure I don't pierce my finger when I sew. They're usually right on top of them, right on top of the trolls. They keep chat going if I'm like in the zone and focused and I can't take care of chat. They'll keep the chat going with everyone. And, you know, they've helped me set up a lot of different commands. You know, heck, you've even helped me set up a lot of different commands. I remembered. You've helped me set up commands too. But they're the foundation of my community, and I couldn't do anything without them, honestly.
That's amazing. So a big shout out again to Red Fox, Community Love, and Red on Brandon.
Yes, sir.
So follow for follow. What's your thoughts on follow for follow?
I think we've all fallen for that trap, especially when we're new and we're trying to build numbers. I got sucked into it, and I thought it was a good thing at first. I met a few amazing people from it.
Sure.
And I've kept in touch with those streamers. But the rest of it, they're just numbers. I mean, like, seriously, 9 out of 10 are... I'm not for it anymore. And I wish that I hadn't have gotten sucked into it back.
But that's great then. Though, because you've learned something from that, and that's how we grow, right? So, and we always want to be better than yesterday. So when you go into a new stream, what is likely to make you hit that follow button? Like, what makes Hello Critty a fan of streamers?
Their smile. I'm serious. If you can't tell, I smile a lot. I smile a lot and I giggle a lot. I want to see the streamer having fun. Don't be, what's the word? Static?
Stoic.
Stoic. That's the word. Don't be angry all the time. Have fun. If you are enjoying your game, or you're just chatting, or whatever it is that you're playing, if you're enjoying it and truly enjoying it and you are interacting with your chat, I will hit that follow button.
Awesome. That's funny, because it's something I have to like myself really focus on doing, because I have the male version of RBF. And if you don't know what RBF is, I'm sure you can figure it out, but
Google it.
I have the male version of that. So like even sitting here talking to you, like I'm having a good time, but I just kind of want to be like, because this is just comfortable for my face. Just,
yeah.
But, so yeah, I am like constantly trying to remember to like force myself smile. So, that is super important on stream. If you're not looking like you're going to, if you're having fun, then people's not going to hang out. So any other advice you would give to new streamers then?
Be yourself. Don't be what you think other people want you to be. Be who you are, because you're unique in your own way. Don't follow for the follow trap. let's see. And have fun. Play the game that you want to play. It doesn't matter what everyone else is playing. If you're having fun playing Apex or Fork Knife. Yes, I said Fork Knife, not Fortnite. Fork Knife. or World of Warcraft or whatever. As long as you are having fun playing it, the end of the day, that is all that matters.
Awesome. So I'm just asking chat to get in some questions. So you've been playing a lot of WoW Classic. Just give us a quick run through. Did you play WoW back, you know, when it was Classic? And how are you feeling about the reboot of it?
So I am a BC baby, which is the second or the expansion. The first expansion, it's Burning Crusade. I came in towards the end of it. I started playing in 2007 with my husband. But I have
12 years ago.
Private, yes. I have played on private servers, so I have played Classic, just not in the wild. So, I love it. I loved the gameplay back then, back before everything changed with Cataclysm. It was a different ballpark. I enjoyed retail, and I played retail for a long time. But you know, Classic has a special place in my heart. You don't get free stuff. You gotta work for it if you want it. Things aren't handed to you. I like that system.
Anything else you want to talk about? Plug?
I don't know.
I mean, Red Fox said he was going to have like a million questions, and now I asked him.
I know.
Oh, here's one. So would you encourage people to stream on Twitch or Mixer, and why? That's a really good question.
That is a really good question. I personally have not streamed on Mixer, but I have watched a few streamers on Mixer. Mixer's chat is so interactive and it is so fun. I'm hoping that Twitch gets a little bit more like that. They are introducing the point system,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of, it's like the Spark system with Mixer.
And have you seen really that fun. Yet? I was no, in a I stream haven't. The other day, Old Man Renz, actually, if anybody's familiar with him, he actually is part of the
next
beta
level
club.
Streamer.
He is a next level streamer. And so it looks like you can take some of the streamers' emotes and such, and you can put like the sun shades on them, and you can edit that.
That's awesome.
You know, there's some sound effects too, and then like just simple things like that. That's going to make it a little bit more interactive. But I still don't think it's like anywhere near Mixer level.
Mixel.
Yeah, that's like my speech therapy as a child coming out. I had problems with saying R's, and even as an adult, it slips sometimes. So
okay. It happens. I love the stickers on Mixer, and I really, 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 really hope that Twitch gets something like that. I love stickers. I love them. I hope that Twitch gets something like that. And if you're starting out streaming, play both fields. Try them both out. Not at the same time, but separately.
So you're not a fan of Restream then?
No, I am not.
And why?
Personally.
Oh, that's great. I mean, this is all about you. So why would you choose not to use Restream?
I feel like it's cheating. You know, you're cheating one of your audiences out of a live chat. You're cheating them from that personal time. So they're not going to be able to interact with you. And so I personally don't like it. Like, I won't watch a repeat if someone does a repeat on their channel. I won't watch it because I won't be able to interact with the streamer at the time.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, I mean, Restream allows you to stream to both Mixer and Twitch at the same time, and you use their chat client to have both up, but you don't get the interaction of the Twitch chat talking with Mixer chat, right? Like, some of the things that that Twitch chat says to each other is so funny, and like, and to see that in your community is really exciting. And you're right, you do lose that if you're streaming to both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, if you're an affiliate, you can't do that.
Yeah. That's a good way to forget to turn off Restream, and you hit affiliate and oops.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even post this to YouTube until 24 hours later, which is funny because, like, this is not even, like, gaming. Like, this seems like content you should be able to post to YouTube right away. And per Twitch, I am not able to post this to YouTube or Spotify for 24 hours, not even the audio version, so... what advice do you have for new streamers that might be struggling with the no viewer depression, or, you know, actually looking at your viewers while you're in chat? Is that something that you keep on? You turn that off, or how do you handle that?
So the numbers lie. The numbers are never correct. So if you use Streamlabs, I personally use Streamlabs, I have chatbot up at the same time, and the numbers that Twitch says, the numbers that Streamlabs says, and the numbers that my chatbot says are all different.
Oh, like the actual users in your chatbot.
Yeah. So every single one of them is different. So what you see is not correct. So you're going to look at them. Because I look at them. There's times where I'm like, I only have one viewer. What is going on? And, you know, it happens. It doesn't matter how big of a streamer you are, how small of a streamer you are, how long you've been streaming. You're going to pay attention to the numbers no matter what. But don't let it get you down, because those numbers are not right.
And how do you not let that get you down? So maybe you even have the numbers turned off, but you have no chat interaction, right? How do you get past that feeling of like, why am I streaming? There's nobody here.
I'm crazy. I talk to myself. I don't know how other streamers do it, but I mean, I talk to myself. How do you deal with that?
Me personally?
Yes.
So as long as I have one person in chat, right? I feel like it's okay. Like I'm here to entertain one person. And even if that one person is me, which when I first started, it was just me, I was still entertaining myself, you know? So coming up with silly ideas and I'm like, well, that might work when I have more people. So, like, just keep grinding and just make sure that if somebody does come in, because those numbers, even if you are looking at them, they're delayed. So there's like, I'll plug myself for a second if you don't mind. I started the Fighter X1 Discord, and one of the rules in that Discord is to stay out of Discord while you're streaming. Because you might see zero viewers in your stream, and you go chat in Discord for 2 minutes. Somebody comes in your stream, they don't see you doing anything because they can't see your Discord screen. They're watching you just kind of sit there looking off in space, and then they're gone. So you got to make sure that you are entertaining somebody, even if it's just a mirror, talking to yourself, doing something, because that's what's going to make them stick around. You get like 3 seconds, in my opinion, to actually catch somebody's attention before they're like, all right, well, let me go sit through this next 30-second ad and find somebody else to watch.
Yeah. Every time.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
I'm a very vocal gamer, so...
And that helps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting frustrated in the game or if you're having fun in the game, you know, just being able to... It's funny, my son, when he's playing games by himself, he is completely talking to himself and being interactive, and he started to try and stream. He's 14, So he is of age to stream. He doesn't want to use a webcam. So I keep trying to explain to him, well, if you're not going to use a webcam, you've got to bring the energy with your voice. You've got to keep talking. But for some reason, when he clicks that start stream button, he's quiet as a mouse. So it's something he's got to work through, and I'm trying to help him work through that. So it's fun, though. Zazaboo in Twitch chat wants to know, what upcoming games are you looking forward to playing?
I am looking forward to the new DLC for Dead by Daylight.
Oh, the Stranger Things, right? Are you a big Stranger Things fan?
I am so super excited about it.
I haven't watched but maybe 3 episodes of that whole season.
No.
I couldn't get into it. I need to try again.
So good. So good. You've got to. It's
Cryptics wants to know, cam or no cam, what would be the better route to travel down?
Honestly, there's a lot of streamers that I watch that don't have a cam. It is the interaction with your chat that pulls people in. There's a female streamer that I follow. She doesn't use a cam at all. You just hear her voice, and she is one of the top rising Fallout streamers right now. Like, she's in the top 10, and she doesn't use a cam. And there's male streamers that I follow that don't use a cam at all, and they've got crazy numbers. It's depends on your personality, how you interact with everyone. That is what's going to pull people in.
So you, there's always exceptions to the rules, right? Because there can be some people are way over the top. And if they're way over the top, it's a lot easier to listen to that than if I was just to sit here and, I'm buying a dragon right now. I'm watching your VOD as I talk because... if you are not comfortable being on camera, but you can bring that energy with your voice, then definitely do that. But the same goes the other way. If you kind of talk monotone, but you're always smiling, right? Critty's always smiling when she's streaming. If your personality shows on camera more, then do that. But I think for the most part, most people do want to see cameras unless they can kind of like grab your attention without it.
Exactly. Even if you are amazing at whatever game you're playing, God tier, are people going to stick around? They're coming there for you, not the game. So I don't know. It's
personal preference, though.
Choice.
Yeah, it's streamer's choice and viewer's choice.
Yes.
And the weird thing about Twitch streaming is, like, you know, when you watch TV shows, there's always a storyline to follow, right? But on Twitch, there's really not. You're doing crafting, you're painting, you're playing a game, and you lose some of that story, especially if maybe it's an intense part of the game. You're not really talking. You're focused. You don't want to die right now. And in those cases, your face is going to say everything it needs to about that moment, right? Especially if you're quiet when you're focusing. Unlike you, when shit starts hitting the fan, you are screaming. You're right. Like, so you could probably get away without a camera. I could not. I definitely could not. So last call for any questions, and in the meantime, why don't you plug and put them in chat too, please, all the places that everybody can follow you.
Okay. Let's
see. So on Twitter, it is trying to coach you into speaking too, because we are audio only on some platforms.
I'm trying to spell.
Oh.
Can't do two things at once. I'm a natural blonde, okay?
Fox, be a good moderator.
Okay. Twitch, it is Hello Critty Gaming. On Twitter, if I can spell it correctly, I am HCritty. And I don't know why I did it that way.
That works. We'll fix it.
And on Instagram, I am HelloCritty87.
Yes, and
I will
any
plug my age, people. It's okay.
I'm 85, so. Any closing thoughts? What do you think about the show? Who would you like to see on the show?
This was fun. It really was. It was better than I expected. I was really nervous, especially after having so many issues with the audio and stuff. Stupid Discord.
Yes, Discord updates really hurt us.
Yes. As to who I would like to see next, that's a tough one. There's a lot of amazing streamers that I follow.
I'm always looking for suggestions, so if you want to hit me up in DM and just give me a list of people I should go watch that you think would be excellent on the show, I'm season one's completely booked up, so we're looking for season two now.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. This has been really fun. So what are you going to be playing when we raid you here in a few minutes? Or are you going to be sewing?
Fingers crossed. No, I have to move my entire setup in order to sew.
Oof.
So. fingers crossed that I can get into the WoW Classic queue. And if I can, then I'll be playing on my Undead Warlock. She's level 15. Come watch me die.
Awesome. And
cuss at my camera.
Well, Critty, you were an amazing guest. I thank you so much for stepping out of your comfort zone. I know you weren't super excited to do this, but I hope you had fun while you were here. Awesome.
I was excited. I think I was overly excited and extremely nervous.
But
it was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
It did not live up to expectations. That's what she said.
It did. It exceeded my expectations.
Well, we will see you in just a few minutes then. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Critty, everybody.